AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dr. Robert Califf is President Biden's choice to lead the Food and Drug Administration.
We feel he's a qualified person who has the exact experience for this moment.
That's Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The agency near the center of the government's coronavirus response has lacked a permanent leader. Psaki also says there will be a virtual summit Monday night between President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
The two leaders will discuss ways to responsibly manage the competition between the United States and the PRC, as well as ways to work together where our interests align.
Psaki says no big results are expected from the summit. The U.S. and the Gulf nation of Qatar announced a deal where Qatar will represent the U.S. in Taliban-run Afghanistan. The U.S. embassy in Kabul is closed after U.S. forces left the country in August. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked about Americans still in Afghanistan.
As of November 10th, all U.S. citizens who have requested assistance from the United States government to depart Afghanistan and who have we have identified as prepared to depart and having the necessary travel documents have been offered an opportunity to do so.
A powerful Haitian gang leader says he is easing a chokehold on fuel deliveries that have caused a growing crisis for hospitals, gas stations, and even water supplies in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Going into overtime, negotiators at the UN climate talks in Glasgow are still trying to find common ground on phasing out coal, when nations need to update their emissions-cutting pledges, and especially on money. One leader says the talks are in a stalemate and the U.S. is to blame. Nearly 2 years into a global health crisis that has killed more than 5 million people, coronavirus infections are again sweeping across parts of Western Europe, a region with relatively high vaccination rates and good healthcare systems, but where lockdown measures are largely a thing of the past. Stocks are higher. This is AP News. The world's biggest maker of healthcare products, Johnson & Johnson, will be splitting into two companies. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
First, no, the companies will not be called Johnson & Johnson. The Johnson & Johnson name will remain with J&J's medical device and prescription drug business. The division that sells Band-Aids, Listerine, and over-the-counter medicines like Tylenol will become a new consumer health company, name not yet disclosed. CEO Alex Gorsky says the two areas have evolved as fundamentally different businesses. He notes the consumer health business has more than 20 brands that each have over $150 million in annual sales. The split is intended to make each company more nimble in adapting to their respective markets and allow for a more precise allocation of capital. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Coast Guard used two helicopters to rescue about 50 people from rising waters at an RV park on the Oregon coast. There are warnings of floods and landslides. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.